Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. I had read this, I think even listened to a podcast or watched a video on it maybe 2 months ago. But I think it's worthy of bringing up here. And you may have heard it, it's just like everything else. Some things are pushed at you through the ether every microsecond, and others are ignored. So if you only hear them once every 2 months, I would say that's fine. And we will catch people that have not heard this. So this is a story about overcounting and the ridiculous next level in kind, not necessarily in degree, because in degree would be under a bit of speculation, but in kind, it's just next level over reporting. Disingenuous data reporting and so on of COVID cases. So again, it's what I said many a time is that folks who think that science is science, hashtag science, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, as my dad used to say, because they're not paying attention to it. The devil's in the details. Science isn't science because somebody said the word. When you are evaluating whether something is science or not, you must evaluate just how much it's been politicized. And in a world or a country where the scope of government and control is larger and larger, you basically have to really consider political science when you're evaluating whether, quote, science is science. Now, that goes for any old, quote, scientific admission in such an environment with major politics involved. And it also goes towards data science, because data science is only as good as the rules for the categories, and then whatever centralized collector and distributor of the data, the alleged, you know, roll-up data, however good of a job they do and what they do. But this is next level, because we know that early on things were being called COVID pretest. Well, you could just have a cough. You could just have a cough. We don't have enough tests. You have one of these symptoms? Are you in an area that seems to, you know, be a quote hotspot? What's that mean? Any city? Well, if so, then, you know, you don't have any better idea of what it could be. Well, it could be a flu, but considering the thing we're talking about all the time is COVID, I guess it's COVID. And so we know that there was wide latitude given to decision makers on the ground to call something COVID in both a case and a death. And if it was the death, then we fall into the question of with or of, which is a massive area for overcounting. Did they die of COVID, or did they die with COVID? But this is another level where the people on the ground closest to the case, knowing the details of the case of the COVID death, are not marketing it, are not marking it as COVID, even given the wide leeway to do so. And yet finding out later that it was tagged COVID anyway for purposes of the big count. So this is entirely new and brings up another whole level of fraudulent and disingenuous and fake and scumbag corrupted data. So this Cheryl Atkinson, awesome, awesome journalist, independent, so much independent, so independent, in fact, such a good, quote, journalist, that she wasn't good enough for mainstream, quote, journalism anymore. Cheryl Atkinson, Sharyl Attkisson. She has her own website, cherylatkisson.com, and this was actually a September article, and she did video on it as well. She does a full measure with Cheryl Atkinson. I think it has some video portion and also a podcast portion, but you can find her in a couple different podcast formats for Cheryl Atkinson. So this was Cheryl investigating some things that were happening in Colorado, and the background is that in Colorado, they found out, some coroners said, okay, well, all right, so some awful husband and his wife are both dead in Thanksgiving of 2020 in a, I think, a fairly rural county, Grand County, Colorado. And so it was easy to keep track of COVID deaths. And so he commits suicide. They both die of gunshot wounds, and they have alcohol and drugs in their system. So then the coroner finds out that they're counted on the state website as COVID deaths when they were gunshot wounds. Well, they didn't call it a COVID death because they called it a gunshot death. And when asked about this by Atkinson, they said, no, we didn't mention COVID in any way, shape, or form on, on the death certificate. It doesn't even appear there. And yet it shows up as a COVID death. Now, in another situation, there was a county in Colorado where there were no COVID deaths. So a lot easier to keep track of when they screw with data. You know, when you don't have many deaths or you've got no deaths, these types of things would not be caught in the larger counties where no one is easily tracking why it says 635 one week and it says 700 another week, for instance. So in another place, there was no deaths, and then they found out one was attributed to them, and it was an alcohol death, and it was called an alcohol death on the gift certificate. So then Cheryl Atkinson talks to a coroner out of Colorado, out of Denver. And she talks to the coroner, a Dr. Crusoe, and he says that, yeah, he had talked to other coroners in rural counties in Colorado where they can kind of keep track a little bit easier. And they said, nope, we know that it wasn't COVID because it was trauma-based. And yet they found out that they were being counted as COVID-related deaths. And so Caruso believes that, at some level, what's happening is that they have the data to cross-reference, which is already ridiculous in itself. So an Alex Smith of Johnsonville, Tennessee, dies. And on his death certificate, it doesn't even mention COVID. But then someone named Alex Smith of Johnsonville, Tennessee, some data type at some level tasked to the COVID propaganda wing is told to cross-reference these names against positive cases and sees a positive cross-reference and says that Alex Smith of Johnsonville, Tennessee, or whatever I said, is a COVID death. And so it's one thing to say when it's iffy, but honestly, that's for the coroner to decide. Was it with or of COVID? Well, there's just no good reason to say that if someone died of a heart attack, that they died of COVID. Now, if they got the vaccine, that's another question, but we won't go there right now. And that's the coroner's decision to make. And they're given wide leeway with that. But for it to invisibly be just changed based on someone who's not on the ground, not next to the death and the details, just a data scientist somewhere trying to rig numbers, that's another whole level. And we're talking about Colorado rural counties discovered that. And because they're discovering it, then where is that being changed? Is that the data scientist protocol so that all the state data scientists are doing similar things? They're doing a cross-reference? It could be, or it could be at a national level. It could be John Hopkins or something like that. Cheryl Atkinson looks in the New York Times calculations later, and those deaths are still there, as well as two other deaths in Grand County where it was assigned to people who didn't even die. And then what's worse on this, and this drives me mad, when are the elected leaders going to take back over from the technocrats? So Grand County commissioners say, no, we'd like it corrected. It can't count. This is not a COVID case, and it's not ambiguous. Not COVID cases. They need to be taken off. They are not COVID deaths, and we're not going to stand for a lie. And the governor says, well, that is outrageous, and I'm not going to do anything about it. This is what's killing me, people. 50 governors, okay? So by some measures, you could say they're among, you know, the top 10,000 most powerful political leaders on the planet. In that, you would first take 435 congressmen, plus another 100 senators, there's 535, plus president and cabinet members. You know, let's say we're under 560 as far as top to bottom political elected leaders. And so we're not even close to 1,000. So then add national leaders, of course, and so on. But there's only, you know, a few hundred countries on the planet, and you're still only about 1,000. So certainly you can say governors should be among the most powerful, say, 10,000 elected people. And we have a governor of a state with a 10th Amendment country, separation of federal government and state government, saying that is outrageous that they counted it as that. But yeah, what are you going to do? So there we are, ladies and gentlemen, not just the flexibility of great leeway given at the local decision maker, the hospital, is this a COVID case? The coroner, is this a COVID death? But then taken specifically out of their hands and switched despite the details they have, despite the most professional knowledge applied to the most detail, those decisions being taken out of their hands to add to propagandistic numbers. Incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. You can hear me here as well as Chemology 411.